Hey, this is Candace with Candy Plans on Instagram.
And this is MJ with MJ Planner on Instagram.
And we are the Planner Pocket Podcast.
Woo woo.
Hey. So today we're going to talk about PR teams, you know, like how to join them, kind of from our perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And MJ being a shop owner, myself being a consumer.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so we're just going to kind of put that out there. We've been asked like a couple times, and then, you know, just as always, our observances of the planner community, mm-hmm. kind of since we've been in it, PR teams have kind of gotten like a big deal within the last year or two.
Yes.
I remember a lot of shops didn't really have PR teams, or like PR codes or things like that. You didn't really have that.
Right.
So it's kind of a newer sort of thing, like I think within the past 2 years. I could be wrong, but just my personal observances. This is not law. So
you gotta put that out there.
Girl, my gosh. People are so quick to try to correct you, aren't they? Jeez. It's like, dang, who, why do you care so much?
So what do you think is the first, like, when you think of PR team, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
I think of someone who is showing me how they're using a shop stickers or why I should buy from a certain shop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I think of, or when I see PR, yeah, it's usually because, like, Peanuts Planner Co., for instance. This is a big one because there's so many people out there using her inserts,
mm-hmm.
and they're all creative, different type of ways. You know, there's people who only use washi and pen. There's people who use stickers and pen.
Right.
You know, there's so many different styles and ways that you can use it, and so many different ways you can apply it. But what I go for and what I look at is like, how are people using them? Oh, does that apply to me, or will that work for me? You know?
Right.
And then, you know, her PR team has like been the same people like for the longest,
mm-hmm.
you know, which I think is really awesome. You know, like if something's not broken, why change it? You know, but also not necessarily that either. I shouldn't say that. But also, like, you know, I like how you and a lot of other shops, they do switch up their PR teams kind of like a quarterly thing.
Mm-hmm.
But they also have people who have PR codes like for an unlimited time, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And I think Olivia, I forget her Instagram handle, I just remember her name, like, and I only have to type that into a search when I go to her page. But she's been like a PR girl for Banana Doodles, and she's been a PR girl for Golden Plants Co. for like as long as I can remember. Like, I remember when she was first starting out with her videos and stuff, and I like watching them because it's really informative, and she actually is planning, or like Julie's plans, you know, you look at her stickers, like I was seriously ready to like spend hundreds of dollars with Planner Kate because Julie's planners just look so nice. Like, you don't even have to really promote, or like Lamika with the dolls.
Yeah.
You know, I have tons of those. Yeah. And you don't really need a PR team sometimes.
Yeah.
But also when I do go look, I'm not saying it's a negative thing because I do like the idea of PR teams and having that. But you know, what makes it so appealing is people seeing your stuff. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So you don't have to, like, in the terms of a PR person, you don't have to force codes on people, I guess. You know,
yeah.
you don't have to constantly just be like, da, 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 da. All you really have to do is show how you use it. And it's going to appeal to somebody.
Yes. You know? I think that's one thing. Like, one thing that you pointed out earlier about, like, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it, with the, like, on one hand, and on the other hand, it's, like, good to switch things up. I think mm-hmm. it just depends on, like, what works for your, for, like, the shop's business, you know?
Yeah. Oh, totally. Yeah.
And so, like, you know, sometimes it's not helpful to switch up a PR team. Like, I have a couple of people that I just like have constant codes for, because I'm like,
hey, wink, wink.
it's just, I mean, it's just helpful to, you know, to the shop or to, you know, the business to have that. So I thought about this, like, when the person requested this, and I always, like, I feel like we could tell who said what, but I just kind of am all big on confidentiality because of my whole, yes, like, therapist stuff.
Yeah, I don't want to. I feel the same way. Like, when somebody tells you something in confidence or,
yeah,
you know, a way you, yeah.
Yeah. So I, so the person that suggested it, she said, like, you know, just, she wants to, you know, us to basically talk about, like, you know, what other shops and people are looking for in a PR team, and why, mm-hmm, people don't get chosen for PR teams. Because I know there are a lot of hurt feelings after, you know, the announcement of who's on this PR team or who's on that PR team. And it's like, well, dang, you know, I didn't get chosen, or this person got chosen, and this person, yeah, is already on 50 teams and they got chosen.
Right. I mean, I hear you. I get it. And I get it. I used to apply for PR teams, and then I kind of had to look at myself. Like, when you go look at some of the other shops or some of the other people that were picked for PR teams, I haven't applied for a long time. But when you go back and you look at them and you kind of look at, okay, and I know we always say comparison is a thief of joy, but, you know, if the comparison, or I shouldn't say comparison, look at it as educating yourself to be better. Okay, I didn't get picked this time, but what can I do differently so that if I do really want to be on a PR team, what can I do differently, rather than being butthurt or feeling mad or defeated or disappointed that you didn't get chosen. And I think another thing, like, I think one time I kind of felt a way, but then again, I went back to to my own Instagram, and I was like, I really don't even show my spreads. Like, I rarely show my spreads.
Yeah.
I rarely show the use of my stickers. So really, like, why are you tripping?
Right.
You know what I mean? And then I looked at the people that were chosen, and they did show their spreads, and they did show their stickers, or their pictures were, you know, a little bit staged. Some people preferred that. And I'm not one to stage my pictures. I've tried it, and it's just not my thing. I just, yeah, want to post it and go. And I think that's okay. And I think staging is okay. It's just not for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I think when we're trying to, you know, as a consumer, and you want to be on a PR team, I think, like, looking at yourself and being, yeah, like, okay, what can I do differently? Or how can I change this up? Or that's one thing about Instagram. Like, you can change that with them. People are looking at your Instagram, and it'd be like 100 posts behind, and, mm-hmm, you know, like, you know, it's only what, those 9 boxes or so that show.
Yeah.
So they'll have to scroll quite a bit to kind of look at your old stuff. But if they see, yeah, like, oh wow, look at their page is changing, you know, and, yes, you know, they're posting more of this, or they're doing that, you know. But I think looking at yourself, or looking at what it is, you know, PR is work.
It is,
you know, man. It's not all about free stuff, and that's, I think people get that in their head too, like, they want free stuff, and what, yes, one girl doesn't, because even I want free stuff,
me too,
but me too. Like, you know, it's work. Like, you got to put work into it.
I feel like that is what, that's one thing I wanted to, like, touch on too, like, you know, I think everybody who wants to apply for a PR team, or who wants to have a PR team, should really think about, like, why would you join a PR team? Like, right, what benefit do you have, or do you get, or what benefit does the shop get? Because I do think that a lot of people join PR teams or apply for PR teams in order to get free stuff, which, mm-hmm, isn't bad, because it's like, if you like that shop and you want to be at, like, you already buy, right, from that shop, and you want to be able to get, like, free stuff. Everybody wants free stuff.
Exactly. But I, let's also, just be real.
Right. Let's really be real. Like, I mean, I have applied for a couple of PR teams because I'm like, oh my gosh, that would be so good to get this free or that free. Mm-hmm. And
or even at a discount.
Right. And the crazy thing is a couple of those times I haven't even been chosen. Because like I think it was way back when. And I think it was because one reason is like I don't think it's appropriate, and this is my own personal opinion. Like I really like want to point that out. This is my own personal opinion. I find it really hard to I don't know. I just think it's really not inappropriate, but it just kind of makes you question your motives if you apply for a PR team and you've never purchased anything from the shop.
Yeah, I kind of feel that a little bit. You know, unless it's a brand new shop.
Yes, that. If it's a brand
new shop. One of the ones that I had applied for and I actually did get, she was a brand new shop. And, you know, she was just starting out. Like, she did her PR team before her shop opening date, actually, and she had us posting her grand opening, and I thought that was a good idea.
Yeah,
you know, kind of get the word out there. And she picked people that had like 1,000 or more followers. I think there was only one person that had like, you know, I think we were all had like 1,000 or more followers.
Yeah.
So I thought that was a really good strategy, and she did send us free stickers, and we had a code to purchase with. And then we also once a month got something or whatever. And that's another thing to be mindful of, you know, knowing what this person is giving you for posting their pages or how much you're going to have to work in order to get, you know, the free stuff, because I feel like you should, it should be given according to how much you're working or how much you're posting or what you're giving back to that shop, because ultimately PR team is to help that shop grow or get business or something like that. So if your code isn't working or it's not being used, then why are you on the team?
Right.
Like, that's just my logic.
I feel like it's hard because it's like, you know, when you think of big companies, like, I remember, I think it was Emma Stone or somebody. She was doing some sort of perfume commercial, and I don't remember. I can't remember what perfume. but when I think of Emma Stone doing that perfume commercial, I'm sure she probably got that perfume for free. I'm sure.
Right.
The perfume company, whomever it was, first of all, they must have been rich because they could afford a commercial and Emma Stone. But my point is that I feel like, you know, these big companies can afford to like pay major people and give all the big bucks and give all the free things to people to show off their brand. But at the same time, they don't necessarily need it if you, like, I feel like all shops don't need PR teams, if that makes sense. I feel like I'm rambling.
No.
I'm rambling.
I think it's good. I mean, we're having a conversation, basically. I always think of us having a conversation.
Yeah. It's just hard because, like, okay, from my perspective, I have a shop, and I'm a consumer, and I'm on PR teams. And I feel like they're all so different, and they're all such different roles, you know?
Yes.
So it's hard to just kind of come from one aspect. So I'm going to kind of just, like, talk about each one in my, like, own little short snippet. So as a shop owner, or no, I'll leave that for last because, man, that's something else. But as a consumer, and when I see PR teams, I'm like, okay, my first thought is, yes, there is a code for a shop that I want to try or that I want to buy from or that I regularly buy from. Like today, I bought, because I think I'm going to stick with the Happy Planner, I bought some Happy Planner covers from a shop on Etsy. And I immediately went to Instagram and I was like looking around for codes because I'm like, bruh, this is expensive and this shipping is expensive. So,
oh, yes,
give me 10% off something so I can knock this down. And they didn't have anything. And it was really hard to, like, it was really hard. Like, the shipping was $6. $6, man. I mean, understand, like, it's heavy because of the, like, laminating pouches. But anyway.
Yeah. Don't you want to be like, how are you packaging this? Let's work on the packaging plan.
Let's make this a little bit lighter.
Package this for more economical.
Yes, but I mean, so that's one thing. Like, I search as a consumer, I search for codes and PR people. So as a PR team member, I have all of the shops that I'm PRing for. They're all shops that I like a lot. And it's crazy because, like, I have gotten chosen for a couple of sticker shops, and I love their stickers, like, really I do. And yet it's hard for me to post a lot of my sticker spreads. So I'm like, man, I hope I don't get kicked off this team. This is me being really authentic right now. But I'm like, I hope I don't get kicked off this team, because I'm like, I need to post more. But I don't, like, in my pictures, I show a lot of my planner. I show a lot of my inserts. I show a lot of my dashboards. And so it's rare on the stickers that I show. And so I haven't gotten chosen for several sticker shop, you know, PR teams, and I always got a little salty after, but then I'm like, but bruh, like, I don't,
you ain't posting stickers. Yes. So why are you mad?
Exactly. You know, like, I'm not posting stickers, so I'm not gonna get chosen for a sticker shop.
Right.
And so but then there were times where I did, you know, like, certain shops that I've applied for that I felt like I had everything that was necessary. And then I was like, okay, why didn't I get chosen for this PR team? And then I went to go look at the PR team members, and each of them basically had the same kind of style.
Right.
And so that's, to me, that's like, okay, that makes sense, because I don't have that style. And
yes.
Sometimes you can't vocalize, like, I am looking for a PR member who posts cutesy things with big eyes and big heads and little bodies.
Yes.
You're not, shop owners aren't going to do that.
No, they're not. So they're going to put it out there, and whoever fits what they're looking for, that's who they're going to choose.
Exactly. And as we talk about that, like, to segue into being a shop owner with the PR team, everybody wants something different, and everybody wants something different at different times. So I've had several PR, well, not several, like four, all in all, since, you know, the beginning of my PR team
PR
career. Yeah. But a couple of PR teams ago, I had 10 people on my PR team. Let me go back to my first PR team. My first PR team, I had 10 people. I offered all of these amazing benefits.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
None of their, like, nobody's code was used ever. Like, ever.
Yeah.
And it was really killing me, because I'm like, I am a little shop, and I am, like, literally paying other people to use my stickers, and they're doing a great job. Like, everybody was awesome. Like, they posted,
right?
Everybody showed the picture. It was just
I think it was when PR teams were new, wasn't it?
Yes.
When you were shipping the stuff out, I think it was still kind of a new thing.
Yes.
Yeah, so people didn't really know to go look for a PR code.
Exactly.
You know, if I want to make this purchase at this store, you don't know to go look at a PR code.
Exactly. So it really killed me. Like, I was like, I can't continue with this PR team, because my pockets are empty and in the negative, because I just pay for all the shipping to 10 people with all the credits. And I'm like, I am in the negative because I have a PR team. So that's number one. Some shops choose people or a certain amount of people to make sure they can sustain their business. They're not going to pick 1,000 people when they can only afford 3, you know?
So right,
that is one reason. So then my next PR team, I think I had 10 people again, but this time it was on a more what is that, like, reward basis. So
yeah, like what you do. Yeah.
Yes, like you have to, in order for you to get PR credit, you have to have people use your code, you know? And right, then right, based off of your PR credits being used, then you get certain amount of a certain amount of credits, and then you can use that to buy more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that went well, but it was still rough because it was like, okay, you know, it's difficult to have so many people on the PR team. But then I got crazy. So my next PR team, I got crazy, and I had read The Power of Habit. And so I went into a psychological thing as like a shop owner. I read The Power of Habit, and The Power of Habit talks about how repetition and seeing things multiple times it makes customers more likely to purchase or more likely to engage with your product. And yes, so I'm like, at this point, I just need exposure. And so I literally picked 20 people, like 20, like not kidding, mm-hmm, like 20 PR people. And it was still on that like reward basis. So I wasn't losing a whole lot of money. And also I gave them all free digitals. Like they were able to
get, oh yeah,
all digitals for free. And so they could already start off with something without me having to go and pay to like ship something over. And so right, at that point, like I picked so many different people from different genres of planning, because I'm like, these people have this community that follows them, and this person has this different right, community that follows them, but they all like my shop and they buy from it. And so really I want to have a greater reach in the planner community.
Right.
So that was that one. And then this last PR team. Okay. And this is the one where I was like really particular. I was like super particular on this PR team. And I don't know, I saw like several people applied that had applied several times before and didn't get it. And, you know, part of me felt really bad. Like, man, I know this person really wants to be on my PR team because they've applied several times. And yet at the same time, I was like, but I'm like,
you have a goal.
I do. Like, I have a business goal, and I feel like as much as I want to share wonderful products, this is why I have sales. This is why I do flash sales. This is why I have Facebook freebies, all of that stuff. So I can reward people for being my customer, and not just reward, yeah, but also engage and thank people for that. But I don't feel yeah, like, I don't feel like I have to thank somebody in the aspect of making them my PR, you know, on my
Put them on your PR team. Yeah, I get it.
PR team, like, that's not a way that I want to thank somebody, because.
And you do have quite a bit of freebies, like in your Facebook group or even on Instagram, you've done freebies. And I mean, you know.
Yes. So.
Or the flash sales, you know, my favorite sales when you do that 50% off, then I feel like I can go completely empty my cart.
I mean, seriously, like, so this. It's even still going on right now, like this big flash sale. But so anyway, like, this is why I was like super particular. I was super particular this time because I was like, I want to have quality pictures, quality products without people saying, hey, look at these stickers, go buy. Hey, look at these
stickers,
go buy. Because it's the planner community, I feel like, is now just saturated with a lot of PR teams, a lot of people trying to sell their products, which is amazing because mm-hmm, everybody has so many great products and great ideas, and people
are right,
individual, which is awesome. But I want to approach it in a different way. Like, I don't want people to just say, hey, look at this sale, go buy. I want people to say, hey, these are the like stickers that I use for this, and I have a code.
Right, right. And I appreciate those, because when you're going through and looking at spreads, or like Spread and Wise Sunday and whatever the Wednesday hump day spread things, I like looking at those because you get to see how people are using their stickers. And especially like, okay, if you look at the Pocket Planner hashtag,
mm-hmm,
because that's what I'm currently using, then I can go and look at, oh, I need those stickers because it's cute and they're functional and they go with my spreads.
Yeah.
So let me go see if this person has a PR code.
Yes.
You know, that sort of thing.
That, and I feel like that is the, like, it's crazy because I'm a therapist, and most of my clients have said, like, they said, I am here because I was referred from a friend.
Yes.
And see? I'm like, great, you know, that's awesome. And that's how people want to engage with you and your products and your, you know, just be in the community in that way. Like, people want to have a connection rather than just seeing an ad and, like, saying go buy. And
right.
Also, I want to point out the fact that, like, I'm not Nike. I think this is the point I was getting at with the perfume. I'm not Nike. I'm not, you know, Louis Vuitton. I'm not these people to go and pay for you to take amazing pictures in your planner and, like, for me to have, like, a give you a light box and give you a special camera.
Yeah, no. Like, what effort?
No. I don't have that kind of funding.
Right.
So I am relying on whoever I'm choosing for my PR team to be able to take quality pictures and put out quality content so my products can shine through. Like,
right.
When your pictures, and I don't, I'm not, like, trying to say people's pictures are ugly. Like, art is art. If you like your pictures, then love your pictures and keep it moving, you know? But, like, for my brand, I like bright. Like, all of my pictures are bright. And when I look at my PR team, all of my PR team, their pictures are bright. And so when your pictures are dim, when you take pictures in the dark or in yellow lighting, I'm not going to... Like, I'm less likely to choose your account for PR because it's not just about how pretty your picture, but it's also the engagement. So when I was looking through, and this is some major secret telling for real. So,
but it's needed, especially when people try to message you or say something, you know, or ask you things, or you get people telling you, how about you do a show on this because this is an issue in the community or something like
that. Yes. So, like that. So when I was looking through all of the applications for my PR team, I looked at how many likes and how many comments they had.
Mm-hmm.
So most of my PR team, their likes range from about 100 for an average post, just in any given post, averages from about like 100 or so to like 800 or 900
mm-hmm.
likes, and maybe like 10 comments or maybe like 5 or 6 comments. And so when I see when people post a picture and they say, look, and they don't have a caption, they don't have something to talk about what the picture is about, then nobody responds to it. And if nobody responds to it in that Instagram algorithm, then it's not going to get
it's not going anywhere. Top,
right. And it's not going to be seen, which means that I'm giving free products when your picture isn't going to be seen. And it sounds kind of rough, but it's true. Like,
I mean, it's the truth. You're a business. You're a small business owner.
Exactly. So,
but that's what I'm saying. Like, I had to look at me because it was disappointing, like, in the beginning, especially when PR teams came out.
Yeah.
And especially from shops that I was buying from all the time.
Yes.
Like, that's what really made me look, is because I'm like, dude, I bought order from her store multiple times. I supported her when she was, like, little bitty. And whatever. And then I didn't get picked for her PR team.
Yes.
But then I had to go and look, like, okay, you know, let me go see why, or let me go see the difference, or let me go see what she's actually looking for compared to my page. And I was able to identify that. So I didn't take it personally anymore. But at first I was salty. I was like,
yeah,
how dare she? Like, I thought we were cool. But you know what? this ain't coolness. My friend has a business, you know, or this person that I shop with or talk to or mingle with, they have a business, or this person I've supported, you know, has a business, and maybe I don't fit into what they're looking for.
Exactly. And honestly, I think that's the part that makes me, like, I have so much compassion for people who have purchased from my shop a lot, like for years, and I haven't chosen for my PR team. Like, part of me feels really bad about it, but I'm like, the highest level is not the PR team. And if that's how you're looking at it, then yeah, you're going to be disappointed. Like, there are people who maybe have purchased from me one time or three times or whatever who have been on my PR team. But then, like, there are people who have, like, spent hundreds of dollars on my shop, and I haven't chosen them for the PR team, but I offer a reward system. Like, and I
feel I love the rewards. Like, yes,
I feel, you know, so these are the ways that I'm like, I want to be able to thank my customers in this way and provide free products based off of how much they've purchased or how much they've shared or whatever. And there's a referral code, you know, so
referral codes.
So all of that to say that I think when you apply for a PR team and you're not accepted, I think it's important to check, like, what, you know, maybe even ask, like, hey, is there anything that you think I can improve on for next time? Or what were you looking for this time? Or whatever it is. And also remember that these shops offer other things, too, to reward their customers and to thank customers for supporting them. You know, like, I don't know a lot of shops that offer, you know, a whole lot of discounts to their Facebook groups or freebies or, you know, like, so I just think it's important to keep your panties out of a bunch and really take time to think about it.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, so I think we should do a part two. What do you think?
I agree. I think we should get somebody, like, that's actively, like, outside of us, outside of me and you, that are on a PR team or a PR person or somebody, you know.
Yes.
Like that, and kind of get their idea.
Yes.
Or what they think of it. I think that would be a good show to hear about that.
Yes, let's do that the next time. And let's talk about, let's not forget to talk about next time, like, people on multiple PR teams and how people feel about that. And
oh, yeah. We get a lot of feedback from that. Even before we did the podcast,
people
had stuff to say. Yes.
So I think that would be fun. Like, that would be fun to do.
Yeah.
Let's do that next time.
I think that would be a good one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's put this on pause and then, wait until next week to release another one with a special guest, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Let's do that.
All right. Peace out, people.
Bye, y'all.